Greenbaugh. You can ask your questions.
Hey, yo.
Okay. Ian, can you tell us who the source of this hack was for the radio station?
You mean the Achieve Radio hack?
Yeah.
It's great fun.
Is this someone that's out to get Bill?
Well, no, it's not that sinister, do you think?
No, I mean, I'm just asking the question.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not that sinister.
So they're after Bob, then? They want
to get him back.
Is.
Everyone is. We do, too. That turbo bridge is only holding on by a very fine, thin knit of a feather's hair.
So it was going to happen sooner or later.
Well, let's see. How does it go? You ain't seen nothing yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. But Bob says today it gets a day all on when we want it, so it's all good. And we haven't even got on Vesto yet. How about Godzilla? You should be more ready for Godzilla.
That's right.
Do you want to save it or not? What do you think? Just tell Bob and that's what we'll do. How about that?
Okay.
No,
there is a Godzilla song?
No. Godzilla, the El Nino that's coming.
Oh, whether we should have it or not. It's up to us.
No, whether we hold the turbo bridge for another 45 seconds or not.
Look, Bill put in a lot of time to fix up the thing, and he's doing great. So we appreciate your support.
Well,
thanks, Bill.
We are thrilled beyond words, yes.
Especially since this is going to be a fabulous show.
Yeah, it is going to be a really groovy show, a really big shoe.
We're going to get into areas that we have never touched before. I can feel it.
61, Area 61, uh-huh.
I wanted to ask about the Ashley Madison hack, because I have a theory that a group of divorce lawyers have pooled their money together to pay for that hack. Is that accurate?
No. See, we've been trying to get y'all into this, and we've even offended Dr. Dean, which is pretty challenging to do sometimes, just going on and on and on and on about this fucking business. We've been trying to explain to you all that fucking goes on. People are going to fuck. They're going to fuck dogs. They're going to fuck themselves. They're going to fuck other people. Girls and girls and boys and ips and downs and ips and naps and everything a rabbit could do to a stump. That's why they say birds and bees, because that's what it includes. When the birds start fucking the bees, it's challenging, you see. But beyond all that, you can make all these things. People are going to do what they're going to do. They are going to do those things. And you can write about it. You can join it. You can hack it. You can spec it. You can do anything you want to do to it, and they're still going to do it. Now the question becomes, are they going to be so frivolously ridiculous, life is short, let's have an affair, trite about it, to decide that people are or are not fucking, and whether or not that is indeed or engaged in coitus is appropriate or not, after about 9/16 of a second, who cares?
I understand that, and it's big business. I mean, let's face it, and this has been going on for a long time.
Well, the problem with prostitution today is the high school girls are giving it away for free.
And they always have.
Do. Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in the group that wanted to expose the folks.
Follow the monies.
So it's like a blackmail type thing.
Follow the money.
No. Ashley Madison exposed themselves. It's a business.
It works.
They exposed
some publicity.
Themselves?
Yeah. So that they could be known more as a service.
They should get Matthew to be their spokesperson, Bob. It'd be great.
Snuggle house man? Snuggle man?
He does have matching values, doesn't he?
Yeah,
there's values? Great, okay.
Right, family values. Family values.
Well, all we can tell you with great assurity is that coffee don't fax worth a damn.
So We're saying that Ashley Madison exposed themselves. Are you being serious, or are we joking about this right now? Because when you think about it, surely there's going to be lots of lawsuits going on because of this. Aren't they going to lose money?
Isn't that how money works? It's through litigation?
Usually.
Well, okay. Not a profit in death and mayhem.
So wouldn't there be more money going out in attorney fees and settlements than actual customers coming back in after that?
Well, apparently there wasn't much in the customer game going on, or you wouldn't need all this. Hold on, back up just a second. Who in this world knew who this service was until this?
I heard the name one time. I heard the name one time, but I can't remember exactly what the if
it was. And now you can tell every nuance and every detail, every business service they offer, everything they can do, everything they've done, what they have, what's exposed, what can be exposed. They're absolutely having to add more servers to hook people up.
And the divorce lawyer service in general, I would assume, is booming even more than it was before, especially in large metropolitan areas.
Nobody cares. They're making gays get married now. What's left? Why can't people just do what they do? They're making them get married now. They're forcing them. It's against the law to not let them get married now. How ridiculous. So even that's now messed up. They've just messed up everything.
Yes. John Waters is pissed off, the guy who did the Pink Flamingos movies, the gay thinker. He's got a good book out. He dropped out everything and hitchhiked across the states, and he befriended people, and I think the best guy was a young Republican, John Waters. But he says, I'm a beatnik gay. I'm not a straight gay. I don't like this marriage stuff. I never wanted to get married. So he's with you, Ryan.
Beatnik gays. Where's your Eric McLuhan supports that?
Okay, so what was the issue that I forgot to ask Ian about, Greenbrier?
Yeah,
you can bring it up, whatever.
So I want to know if I can ask about what happened with the schools around here, Ian. Is that okay to ask on air?
It's a perfect place to hide it in plain sight for everybody. If Bill holds his turbo bridge together long enough, maybe you can keep it safe.
The first week of school, a couple of weeks ago, I became aware of an elementary school in my area that had a threatening automated phone call, enough to put a code red lockdown on the school. And then I heard through the grapevine that there were at least two other schools in the greater Atlanta area with the same exact thing happening, and it looked like they were hitting schools that were around the perimeter, but so much so that they were all in different counties. So it wasn't one group together. They were pretty spread out. And then I also heard the same thing happened on the same morning in an elementary school in North Carolina. What was very interesting to me was it was not on the television news. It was, you saw some sporadic internet local stations, you know, producing a story online, but it was not on television that evening or any evening for that matter. And no one really talked about it. And I was just curious what party was responsible for that. What was the purpose of that?
Autobots.
Who was responsible?
Autobots.
Who set that up?
Well, of course, that'd be the Decepticons, silly.
What was their intention?
To see if they could pull this together. It's a great thing. It was a test run to see if you could encapsulate it all.
Yeah, that's what I got, too, that it was a test run.
Yes, so, it was.
So there'll be more?
If you want.
Not so much.
Okay. You know, it's funny to us that someone can have flatulence on a windy day and it makes the 5 o'clock news. And here this is that all your little babies were all in peril and locked down and nobody even gave a high-hatted hell about it. Pretty interesting.
Right.
Isn't it?
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. Yummy, yummy.
Do you have any other questions about this topic, Bob? Did you get that?
No, No, what was the phrase that Ion said? Giuseppe Klein. What's that word, Ion? Did you hear
it's
that?
It's in the movie Transformers, silly.
If I would know. So Decepticon, did you catch that, Greenbra?
He doesn't even know what they are. It's pretty fun. That's why Bob makes the big bucks. He's all informed. He's the host that really knows. Carolyn, buy him a Googler. Buy him a Googler, Decepticon. You can Google it. Come on, get you a good old Googler. Get you a sharp Googler, and you can just rule the world, Bob. It'll be wonderful.
By the time he gets it, he'll forget what to Google.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, they don't call it Malahini for nothing.
So you've got the cloud in the mainstream, I learned from Bill today or the other day, is created by Google up in Oregon or someplace, the Pacific Northwest, a huge, huge building, bigger than NASA's aerospace rocket building. Now, that's the mainstream cloud, Ion?
No.
No.
Yes, they're trying to copy our cloud. Man, they're like CERN. They're trying to recreate the wheel.
So you have this huge building up there, and you said their cloud is kaput. So that big building is not functioning well?
And the toilet's on the second floor back up, too.
Okay, back to you, Sonia. You got another question?
I want to talk about something that I saw on the History Channel. Last month we were in Savannah. And we had an hour to kill in between excursions. So we went back to the rental, and my husband flipped on the TV to whatever channel it happened to be on. And there's this story of a biologist who was visiting Algeria. His brother was doing some scientific study there. And so he was traveling to this area where his brother was, and he thought it would be okay to take his six-year-old son and his family, German Shepherd, and he wanted to study an area known as the dead zone, where no wildlife lives whatsoever. There's no birds, there's no reptiles, there's nothing, and it's desert out there. And so they're traveling in this SUV. The dog is in the back seat. The son is in the front seat. And they were videoing most of the day. So they would pull over, let the dog out. They had a tennis ball that they were playing with the dog with, and they would throw the ball, and the dog would fetch it, and, you know, having a good time. And so as they're approaching this dead zone, the dog starts becoming extremely nervous. He's, you know, walking in circles, and he's whining. And then they get into this area, and the dog gets more and more agitated. The father puts the vehicle in park, leaves the son in the front seat, and he is examining a rock that he says is not indigenous to that area. And the son flips the video recorder on as the dog is now barking extremely loud, being angry, sounding angry, snarling, and drooling. And the son starts screaming, "Dad! Dad!" And by the third time the son screams the word "Dad," the dog jumps into the front seat and mauls the kid and kills him, and you can see blood all over the camera. So the father sees the commotion going on in the vehicle, and he opens the door, and the dog takes off and never turns back. So this biologist is now dedicating his life to trying to figure out what is going on in this area. And what he found was that it's very similar to the Bermuda Triangle. The research that he has published says that there is a rare aluminum isotope in the soil that's causing the magnetism. Ion, can you describe what's happening out there? It's not just that aluminum isotope in the soil, is it?
Well, that's just the beginning. The AO2SO4 is just starting, and then you're starting to notice that you can't change the whole world and don't even know what it is. But now you got to start.
So AO2SO4, you know, that's the formula for the change of atmosphere that we're bringing in. That's on one of Sheila's paintings. So that's what he's quoting. It's a very long formula, but he just started it. He says we're beginning to look into that formula, Ian Sam. We got to start somewhere to figure out what it is.
He's saying it's changing, so it wasn't always the same.
Yeah, our atmosphere is really changing. Major, major change.
The fact that the dog, when the dad opened the door and the dog took off, I think the dog just wanted to get out of the vehicle. He didn't want to hurt anyone, and no one was letting him out. Otherwise, he would have mauled the father, too. Is that correct? He just wanted out of there.
This story of the dog mauling, that happened this week? Is this a new story?
No. It was on television about a month ago. And so, I saw something online from someone that posted this story after they watched it in November 2014. So I'd say it's new in the last year.
I know that nature is freaking out because of the atmosphere change. So the dog is picking up something in nature, and there may be more instances like that.
The Bermuda Triangle has been going on forever.
I know, but the big dramatic change in the world, predicted in the Bible and everything, is this AL2SO4 situation. That's what Ion and the ICEL have done to the planet.
One of the things in the story was that there are 12 places on the planet where this phenomenon occurs. They are evenly spaced out geographically, and they align it with the magnetic poles. So I think that this type of thing has been going on the whole time. But maybe it has exacerbated it.
Greenbrow, there's something new afoot. This is a major message from Ion. Everything that's going on, the changes here in Maui, the changes in the Pacific Ocean, changes everywhere, including revolutionary stuff and chaotic stuff, including, you know, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, are a result of this change.
I'm wanting to ask about the particulars of the dog running from the vehicle. It appears that the dog just wanted out of the area. They were not letting him out of the vehicle, and he had to do something drastic to get out. Is that correct?
So the dog is changing because of the AL2SO4, Ion? You ask a question, Carol. Maybe it'll respond to you.
Ion.
Here
playing with me. The dead zone. Greenbrow is saying there are a dozen places in the world.
Not dead. It's
okay.
Just broken.
So has it always had this isotope of aluminum, or is that new?
Well, it always has been, but you haven't invented it yet, so they can't know it. It's like people dying of cancer before there was cancer. It's kind of hard to do, you see?
So I'm curious to know what the dog was experiencing sensory-wise that caused him to go apeshit.
The dog saw that as a natural, amiable response.
But was it a noise? Did he hear a noise that no one could, no human could hear? Or what?
A frequency.
Yeah.
Frequency. We did that already.
Right.
Frequency. But it's funny that this all lined up so you could talk about it for now.
So, Ian, is a lot of nature freaking out to the change in the AL2SO4 frequency?
It's not just them. This is interesting. You'll get this right here. Everybody knows not to feed wild animals. Is that true?
Yes.
And the reason to not feed wild animals is?
Well, there are many reasons. It could be dangerous.
The main reason is if you feed wild animals, then they won't hunt for themselves, and then they'll starve to death. If you feed them, they won't hunt for their food. And if you've got to feed them or they die of starvation. So if you understand that and you go with that and you can embrace that, why in the world would you feed poor people?
Why give them a fish when you could give them an oven?
Neither. And let them starve. Then the dog won't have to go crazy and eat them.
Good point.
It's an observation.
I've never heard anyone else say that there was no wildlife in the Bermuda Triangle, because you hear people fishing in the Bermuda Triangle. Are there fish in the Bermuda Triangle and they're just not affected by this? Or
Some versions. See, you start that bimini business and it comes into a very great thing, because the ups and the downs don't always meet. See, protractions and refracted memories, when you start with the man in the mirror, refracted memories can go into different shadows. Windows allow light that makes shadows. Mirrors do not make shadows. So if mirrors do not make shadows, then they can also obfuscate the gaze of a life form in a triangulated position of error or a shadow. It's funny, in the full moon, that's how that kind of bumps up. But you got to start. Go back to tail of tea, burning in the belly. It's fine. We send you back to the quotes that only Dr. Dean has. It's good, because, yeah, back to Dr. Dean. Yeah.
Sylvia Brown wrote about a story of a physician friend that she had, who had, I believe it was stage 4 stomach cancer. And so he had read of an area of the Bermuda Triangle where he put some scuba gear on and dove down to the bottom of it. And this man swears that he saw a hologram of a pyramid come out of the ocean floor. He went to go touch it, and the minute he thought he touched it, he said that it appeared it was sucked back under the ocean floor again, sort of like a magnet drew it under. Is that true?
We don't argue the perception, no.
What's the purpose of a pyramid in that area? Is that the
markers?
Super
markers. Mm-hmm. Markers. Half
for
a dodecahedron. Half. Oh no! What does aircraft have to do with anything?
Travel.
It's just a marker. It's not. You don't. Not everyone needs a plane to travel, and neither do those pyramid markers. They're not trying to get a 777 out of Malaysia. It's very challenging to do that these days, isn't it?
Previously, you described that area of the Bermuda Triangle as a airport for extraterrestrials.
Yes, but it doesn't require an airplane.
Okay, I didn't say airplane. I said craft.
Well, then, no, it's not a craft. It would be, let's say, we like it better if you say it's the doorbell to access the tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can buy that a little bit easier.
So the contraption is not necessary. That's what you mean.
Correct. And it's not even about contraption, because it's a little aberrated how the whole thing bumps into it anyway. But blah, 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 it becomes silly and trite until you come to that place. Until you get the old rugged cross part down, the rest of that really doesn't apply or matter. It's fun fodder to chat about. It's like talking about Revelations when you don't have a clue what the damn lampstands are. You know, it's kind of like that. And once you get, why are you going to talk about Revelation if you're not even going to ask what the lampstands are? If you don't care what the lampstands are, you probably ain't going to worry about the lamb's blood. You're not going to worry about the marriage supper of the lamb. You're not going to worry about the two harlots. You're not going to talk about the tiny book. And you're not going to talk about the Bob's tiny note. And you don't really care if Herbert Marshall McLuhan had an orgasm or not. So, seems fun, though.
So, is there something that you'd like to add to this topic?
The number 11.
All right, next topic. Well, we'll do the lampstands. We'll do that later.
Ain't that yummy. Good luck with that.
So I received a message about Southern Company. Thank you for that. the additional message about Southern Company. My question is, I'm wondering if, because you mentioned Alibaba a couple weeks ago, but you didn't say to buy Alibaba. You just said that at some point you could get it at record lows.
We're getting there. I'm wondering. You're below the IPO price now, aren't you?
Yes.
That's a record low, isn't it?
It is. Is it done sinking?
See, we can't restate that because this goes in the markers and everybody knows forever. Let's look at it this way. So let's do the math. Let's do the math, mm-hmm. okay? Maybe mm-hmm. we can give mm-hmm. you a little insight here. Okay, now picture it. Sicily, 1912. We have birthed Jack Ma. We adore Jack Ma. He really is after Dr. Dean, really. But then everybody's after Dr. Dean sooner or later, so it's understandable. So he takes a pretty good company that's in China, that's bought and sold in yuan, that's in China, that's bought and sold in yuan in China, and it has a pretty good business model, and it's blah, 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 and the cow jumped over the moon and all those kind of good things. So he gets the brain cloud, pardon the pun, to come to the United States of America, all of them, and he says, you know what, let's sell the company in dollars. Let's sell them in dollars. Well, I'd buy that for a dollar. Well, they sold Alibaba for dollars, not yuan. Now, of course, Bob is tracking this very closely, and everything is well, and hippity-bippity-ippity-squad. That all works out. Now, all of a sudden, China has a little hump bump. Okay, the hump bump now shifts things over, which now stops our Janet Yellen from raising rates. So we already told you, don't worry about that, because that's we said easily what that was about, but this is holding that back. We need and desire and like money having no value still, because the longer money has no value, the easier it is to pile up. So you can get lots of it until it does have value, and then money becomes scarce when it's valuable, you see? And then it mm-hmm. stops. So this is an interesting construct. Your question now becomes, is Alibaba in place? Well, there were some golden parachutes that had to be sold that may or may not be in the best long-term interests of an Alibaba pursuit. Once those golden parachutes open, if the price is low, they don't make quadrillions of dollars, do they?
Mm-mm.
Now they have the choice to hold their stock or to sell it. Yahoo! And once that happens, then it's partitioned off at different parlayed prices. So Bob walks in, takes over the world, and nobody even notices it. And he would swap his entire kingdom for one great serving of Lappert's ice cream.
Not anymore. I've changed. Yeah.
The winds of change.
Yes, the L2 got to be.
A needle pulling thread. Then you have to look at the reason Alibaba would be in the U.S. It's now a U.S. company. Okay? And what Jack Ma was to do was to give us China.
He has to give us China. That's true.
He doesn't have to. He's just offered it. Like Russia, you could have had Russia for a penny. It was for sale.
Is Jack more interested in Carol than he is in me?
Well, everyone is.
We all are.
Are more interested in Carol than me.
Yeah. Course, get her on the phone.
That's shocking. She's on the phone. Jesus, I don't know what have I done to my ratings.
Yeah. Lord, suffering can't. She quit taking calls. I do it every time.
Yeah, that's what it is. She won't talk to anybody. That's what you guys are hankering after.
They were
the boys.
Bunch of whiners. They were whining.
So did we answer the question? Did we answer the question? If you had lots of dollars, you'd wait just a second to see if there was a precipitous bound of shares that have yet to be sold.
So the answer is no, it's not done tanking yet, Bob.
Well, look at the shares that are still left in the float. See,
okay.
It's funny, people buy stock, but they don't even know how many shares there are available. They don't know what the float
right.
is. They don't know if they're let's buy this company. Let's buy AGL. Yeah, let's buy AGL for $12 billion. Okay, but how many shares is that? That's the question.
I've got to figure it, because I'm a do-it-yourself kind of gal. I don't believe in brokers.
Well, that's what they do. They make you broker.
They don't have any idea what's going to happen anyway.
Yes, they do. They know exactly that they don't know what's going to happen. They'll tell you so.
Right.
They'll even make
that's
you
right.
sign a piece of paper agreeing that they also don't know. Yeah. Because if they know, they go to jail for insider trading. Huh.
Yeah.
Funny.
Thanks, Ion. It's been fun.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Queen Bra. So let's see who could go next. 970 Cortez.
Ion, the indication that we had earlier about the 12 vortexes around, that's the same subject we covered a few weeks back on biovortices. One of those off of Hawaii apparently was bombed by the government at some point in time, and it was disabled. Did that have an effect on increasing the speed of the planet, speed of the core?
No. No, it did not. It did not. They wanted it to, but it did not.
Yeah, they're attempting and thinking that it's going to slow down the core. So consequently, there's big projects apparently of people trying to figure out how to disable all of them, kill all of them. But you're not going to let that happen, are you?
No. And you want an example of it? Go to Squidbillies, God's Bro. And we'll explain the vortex implicitly. It's all right there. Just Google it, Squidbillies, God's Bro, and listen, watch the whole 15 minutes. That's how long the whole thing is.
Okay.
I'm sure Doug's listened to that. He's heard about that for 3 years now, right, Doug? You've listened to God's
Bro. No, actually, I've never watched a single Squidbilly.
Well, now, imagine that, Bob. We were actually able to tell him that, even though it's been crammed down his throat hole for 3 years,
yeah.
and he's never seen one. So he's asked a question. Our answer is in that answer, and that explains it. So there you go.
Yeah, that's good. What do you call this vortex thing?
Bio vortex.
That's those 12 points that...
Yeah. Yeah, that's the 12. They're strung around the planet at the equator, and some are plus the equator, some are minus the equator. So it's like a band around the Earth, and it's actually, Ion says, everybody thinks it's slowing the core down, but Ion says it's actually speeding the core up.
Does VIAL stand for something?
Paranormal Triangle.
Ion, when we are in our sleeping dream state, and in that we're traveling to another world, and we use one of our powers in that world, is that any indication that that power is developing within us in our waking world?
We would say yes, but you can't tell the difference. So if you can't accept it in your physical, you say it was a dream when it maybe wasn't, maybe it was, you don't know. But that's how you place it. It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you successfully place the blame.
Thanks, Ion.
Ivan Sanderson doesn't really know what he's talking about. He's just telling you things.
Yeah, well, Private Anderson sometimes gets himself into a world of hurt.
Who's Anderson?
Yes.
Or Sanderson? Who is he, Doug?
Sanderson. Ivan Sanderson is the author of all this 12 vile vortices.
Conundrum.
Okay.
I will look that up.
The devil's graveyards, vile vortices. Do you have to put 12
okay,
S's on
it? Got it.
Is that like New York?
Yes, New York is next. Thanks a lot, Doug.
The 13th,
okay.
New York. That's a Doctor Who special. You'll like that.
I was going to ask one more question about the El Nino that's coming up the coast towards us.
It's a Godzilla. Yeah, it's a Godzilla.
Yeah, I saw that today. So on the Weather Channel, I saw that today, and it's supposed to be 2 to 3 times larger than the one that came through here in about 2002 or so. Do you have any kind of time? I know time is irrelevant. There is no time.
So why would you ask that question then?
Yeah, why ask that question? You're saying, I know time's irrelevant, but come on, what are you doing,
Doug? Let me rephrase the question then.
Yeah.
How many moon revolutions will the moon go around the Earth until it lands in Ventura County?
Soon and very soon.
Yeah, I understand it's going to be quite fruitful in rain when it hits.
Godzilla. Godzilla. It's a Godzilla. Yeah, yes.
Nothing's going to happen. I am building it up.
Godzilla. Very, yeah, El Nino.
I am imitating the android meme. The media is not talking to you, Doug, so stop.
Quite honestly, I'm looking forward to it. Hey, we're so dry here in Southern California.
It's not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. The public will say, no, we're not having it.
We sent the world's worst ever blew up all of Japan to send a tidal wave to Bob. People ran to his house. They brought food. They sold all their worldly goods. They got everybody up on the rooftop. Bob's ass went to bed. He never even got up. Then it hit, and it hit, and the news was going off, and it was all terrible. Then it was over. The tidal wave, when Bob got through with it, was 3/4 of an inch.
Well, I got through with it. I didn't even know that I had to go away, but if I didn't go away last summer, that double hurricane that was coming would have wiped Carol out. So I just absolutely go to Europe, and that was the solution. See, I don't even have to think about the solution. It's going to happen. I'm going to do the solution, Doug, like I did Ion. Didn't think about it.
I understand that. Well, it's so dry. We need the rain. It's so dry here in Southern California.
You don't need no rain. The atmosphere is changing. You're basing your knowledge on what you thought you knew, okay? If everything's changing, nothing applies. You don't need rain. Think of it that way.
But I tell you what, the way I felt yesterday when I was on my walk, it was awful hot and I could have used some rain. If there had been a water fountain close by, I would have jumped in it.
Yeah, well, that's your issue. That's you out of sync with everything, Doug. Get your having problems.
So if you get about 16 and a half inches of rain, will that be enough?
That would be more than enough, but that's a bit.
Okay, very good, Doug.
That would be more than they've had in the last 130 years since they do it. And, how about that? Did you have an amount of mud you were interested in, too?
No mud flies.
Okay. It's been awful dry there. And it has all burned up now. Oh, and there might be some carbon about. Water and power in the Times Guide to the Drought.
I had mentioned New York City. We have Mr. Kulikowski, who I've wondered, when I stopped playing music at some point 8 months ago, he and his bride didn't like that. And I haven't heard from Kulikowski in a long time. Here you are. Have you been listening to music and noticed that I didn't stop playing it, Michael, over the last 8 months?
Yeah, Bob. We just love it all. Yeah, and it's remarkable the ion effects I've encountered lately. And
go ahead.
I was wondering where ion goes to get his source of whatever powers him.
We get it from God.
That's me.
All right, so you get it from God. Is it the God that we've developed, cultivated, and harvested? Or is it the God that is outside of our plan?
Let's get it simple. Let's get it simple for you. God is.
God is.
Okay.
So, Michael, I understand that he would get it. He's getting it from you now. You're a God. So he gets it from human beings.
Oh, my Lord, Zephyr and Kathy, you kidding? We don't want to contaminate the well, Bob. No. It's not like that. He asked a simple question, and we answered a simple question. And then we had to get it down to God's jizz. So that'll make it easy to say.
Oh, God's jizz, not God is. God's jizz.
Right. Oh, jizz. All right. So over the last month, these are the ion effects that I've experienced. Like, they're pretty interesting.
You like that? First of all, do you like them? You want a little more or a little less? What do you think?
Oh, times 10.
Easy. Okay, that's what you want to make sure. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
You do know what a white knuckle fight feels like, yes?
Oh, yeah, but that's okay because... Through every step?
That's enough.
Through
that's
every
enough.
Step?
We can, don't spoil it. You better easy. That's good. We got it.
Okay.
Just hang on. Hang on tight.
So on Thursday, I was watching a baseball game while having dinner with Leah, and there's a Met game on. And I haven't watched a Met game in 8 years. At one point, we go back to her house, and I decide to put it on. And there is a play that is of a lifetime. And early that morning, I had submitted my resume to MLB to do computer stuff that I'm currently doing. Then later that night, that MLB thing happened with an amazing play. And then I, the next day, get an email saying, okay, you know, we're going to move forward in doing the same work I currently do for Major League Baseball, which is pretty cool. Before that, I was on vacation, and there was some woman who I knew from the yoga studio I go to who plays meditation bowls. I had seen her, that same girl, 10 years from now, the exact same person, hair, eyes, posture, speech, 10 years from now, which is pretty interesting. I'm jumping back. Last October 5th. I'm in a bathroom at my girlfriend's house in Highlands, New Jersey, and we're talking about, like, the whole attention process and drops and ion. She was saying that you guys are like a cult, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. You know, and I was, like, kind of wondering, and I said, give me a sign. And that night, at some point in the morning, I woke up to go to the bathroom, and as I was standing in front of the little window, which is about 2.5 feet wide by 18 inches high, it looked like a crystal, just the most brilliant crystal in the size of a softball, half a softball, by the window. And it was so amazing. So I really enjoy it, and I say thank you.
Well, welcome to cultivation.
And beyond cultivation, there's fertilization.
Go make some jizz.
Oh, that's no problem. That's no problem.
There's no problem. Make some jizz. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, I've been thinking about when you say that coitus is the best method of your joy or quickest path to your joy. Well, when you're in that act, there's nothing that intrudes except how you're making the other person feel the best that they can feel through your body. And that's pretty cool. So it's like a chain reaction of being...
That's great, but that's not the reason to do it. It's to get you off. You hope everyone else does, too, but that's not the point.
Then the point would be...
You want all their dreams to come true, but not the expense of your own.
So when you're in the act of coitus... See, to me, it's the friction of a man's penis into the absorbing oceanic-like substance of a woman's vagina. She's pulling out all of your electron or your proton, and her electrons are neutralizing you, and you exchange your beam of light. And if Michael Brown is correct, when he thinks about orgasm, he says it's nothing but light. I can't think of anything better as far as a description for orgasm. So I think it's just an exchange of molecular charges.
No. Computer says no.
Thank you. That's all
no
I have.
No more questions, Michael? Any more questions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do have a question. So when you do your water...
Living water.
Yeah. Can you describe the properties of sweat from a person who's doing living water?
Oh, You'll have to ask Dr. Dean because we can't spell call the mayor.
Living water, okay. Carol. So you drink living water and you sweat from the living water. What are the constituents of your body because you've been drinking living water? Ion passed it on to you, said you know about that. And you don't, do you? You know nothing.
Oh, we said that she would have to answer the question because we don't know how to spell Saul de Mer.
Well, salt mer, isn't that sea salt?
We know how to spell that. That's S-E-A-S-A-L-T. That's good. We don't know how to spell salt de mer. So, and with Axiom water, your sweat's going to change.
Is it a change that imparts your ascended debris into the atmosphere where you trigger receptivity?
No, that's terrible. God doesn't do that. God doesn't give a fuck. God's just busy pleasing the land yourself. Get over all that crap because that'll mess you up. Just don't worry about all that. Get happy and get out. That's easy.
It's great being happy. So there have been like three or four occasions when I've been on drops and I've accidentally come in contact through my knee or through my elbow with other people, and they've been jolted, and they're like, wow, what is going on?
Nut on them and see what happens. That may be even more fun.
Which one? I'm sorry?
Nut on them. That would be even more fun.
Have sex with them. Have sex with them. See, you'll have more fun. So, Michael, what happens? You get a jolt, did you say? They get a jolt when they touch you?
Yeah. So I worked for the Navy for a number of years, and I've been doing drops for 2.5 years. And a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago, it just got so frustrating that I would take 3 or 4 drops every hour. And then I noticed the Navy employees on the hour would show up in our office. And I would take my drops, and they'd come back an hour later. It was kind of interesting. It was like a yo-yo effect. That was kind of cool.
Did I answer your question about it?
Yes, we said that if he thought that was spectacular, he should nut on them, and it would be even more prolific.
So, Ian, we're talking about the effects of the drops on one in relation to other people, not just the exhalation. What do you call this area of
physical
effect?
Contact. Physical contact.
Why would the what the drops have done to you change your frequency that other people respond to the frequency change the drops did to you? They're responding by getting shocked. Hold it, Michael. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Getting shocked, Ion?
No, it's not a shock. No.
What did he say happened?
He said people got a joke.
Why is that happening, Ion? What is the constituents of that?
His body's shifting and changing, and it's different than their shifting and changing.
Okay, very
so
frequency change.
And they're noticing it.
May I answer that?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
I think that the energy or whatever, maybe the space between my atoms or electrons, whatever it is, or whatever is coming out from that yeast.
Well, ask Ion. Stop speculating. Ask Ion what it is. You're just rambling your own mind bullshit. Just to ask him. Is it the electrons? Is it this? Go ahead.
Well, let him answer his question as he's rambling. Let him answer. He doesn't even. He got to be able to answer it. Let him answer. And get so excited, just bambling and bambling. Maybe he was able to show it. Remember the movie when he started typing? There you go.
Thank you. That was fun. Is it something that is being transferred non-physically from
this is the answer question program. You answer his question and then you ask us a question, but first you have to answer his question because you won't know the context of our answer until you know your question.
I do know my question, and thank you. So the exchange of matter that jolted for different
matter
individuals.
Is not exchanged. Choose a different word.
Exchange of essence.
A brush is not qualified primarily as essence, but we'll give you a little leeway because you'll never get there otherwise. We'll sulfur in essence.
Okay, so their need to be inculcated with the residue that was coming out of my body or excretion of the drops led them to heightened receptive state. And did they automatically just say, wow, I need to explore that the way I did?
Either that or they came back with the position of, kiss me, slobber lips, I'm thirsty.
Yeah. Ryan just said matter's not exchanged. I don't know if I've ever heard him say that before. So in the Sistine Chapel where Adam is reaching out to the God image and there's a gap, that's an attempt to exchange matter. That's an illusion there, a deluded thing on Adam's part, right? He's trying to exchange matter with God. You follow that, Ryan?
That is correct. That is correct. And that's why in the same chapel is the painting of a little Dr. Dean.
The antidote to that erroneous Adam. You get this, people? You made a very important discovery here.
With psychobabble.
Whether it matters or not.
But if it doesn't matter, that doesn't mean it's antimatter.
The experiences that I've had and other people have had in synchronicity and just like stuff being resonant with taking the drops, it's just humbling. And I record a lot of them, and then I realize, like, I sliced the tip of my finger off on one of those vegetable slicers.
Yeah.
Friday before Christmas, and then I stuck it in clay. First I put it in cayenne pepper, and then I stuck it in clay, and then I put it in Remag and sea salt, and then started putting drops in it, and it healed within 2 weeks. And I only had one weird nerve sensation because I was shoveling snow without gloves and my finger was on the shovel. But I never took a picture of it because I thought that process of taking a picture would freeze whatever the potential was for healing.
Take a little bit of slugger and bat yourself in the skull. That'll heal it.
Michael, ask Ion what are the lampstands in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. Ask you.
So if I was going to take lampstands, I'd probably like put them in some type of order. That would be nonsensical. And then realize that the Bible...
No, Michael, come on. Michael, ask Ion what are the lampstands.
Ion, the lampstands, por favor, describe what they are.
They're blue.
Blue,
okay, that's what chemical substance they are.
What chemical substance are they on?
Snot.
Is that snot dairy, like a lot of calcium, or is it magnesium, or is it sulfur? What is it snot? Or all of the above, or neither?
What you get when you start a question with what?
Okay. The snot, is it magnesium? Is it calcium-based? Is it sulfur-based or all of the
above? It's not based. It is.
It is. It's a substance in itself, Michael.
Yeah.
Ask if it's on the periodic table.
Is it on the periodic table?
Not yet. Okay, we're making this. The lampstand's what we're making. Now, people, this is an example of Michael asking about the lampstand. If Brian was here, it would have nothing to do with Brian, but Brian would probably think it did, and he'd get some insight. But the point is, each one of you people are going to have to come on and ask what the lampstands are, because you get a different response from Ian, tailor-made for your frequency.
Is the lampstand something that we can construe as or think of as being a structure or the base for the essence of the flame or that element that precedes the flame or that condition that precedes the flame?
We didn't want to set the world on fire.
So you gave lampstands?
In our heart we had but one desire.
And that desire is for man to run into a fire and all animals run away from the fire because we had the lampstand.
Hey, you made Ion laugh, Michael. Pretty good.
Seriously.
And we all had a sex on the beach and went home. That's good.
John, don't be thrown by his laugh.
When coincidences or events happen in the person's life.
There are no coincidences.
When the events happen in a person's life.
The event. Wait, don't mess it up. You're doing good. The event. Hold on, stop. Don't mess it up. You're doing real good. You're doing excellent. Stop right there. Now, okay. The event. That's a predicated amount that's applied to a vestigial reality. Vestigial reality that allows you to come to a better capable or ability to know something. We would say you know it now, but you don't know because you don't know. Because if you knew, you'd know that you know.
But, yeah, but
you don't know
there
that
is
you
no,
know. So.
So there's no time because you have to know it, even though you don't know if you know it.
Yes, that's why you hid it in everything ever, everything that's ever been, you hid it. In plain sight, right there, so that you can see it.
Ian, what have you just been talking about? Michael, what's the last couple minutes? You talked about the event, or what was the noun that you were discussing?
The event, yes.
Are you talking about the TV show, or what the TV show refers to metaphorically?
No, we
what's
were talking
the
about
event?
The thing that's occurring and already occurred, but you haven't realized yet.
Oh, okay. So there's a new category, the event.
No, we've talked about the event to death, and we tell you to watch the event to sort of get an idea of what's going on. Some people haven't did, and now they're starting, those kind of things are showing up, and people go, oh, yeah, that's Eureka. Don't worry about that. Everybody knows that. No big deal. Insane in the pea brain. It's not a problem. It's just catching up. You all right?
Yeah, insane in the pea brain was one of the events in the Warehouse 13 or Eureka, I don't remember which. And then you're also referring to the TV show, and you announced a couple months ago that the new planet, sun, moon, earth, 452K something was what the event was about. So the event's referring to something that you said happened about a month, 2 months
ago,
right?
And now you have some knowing that says that's known. Before, you didn't have knowing. You thought we were ridiculous because we were saying it.
Right.
And it wasn't. So, well, that wasn't in the goddamn Googler, so that doesn't exist. Now, all of a sudden, it is in the goddamn Googler, so it does.
You said 452K or something. I looked it up, and it wasn't that number. They were saying the new planet. It was another number. So could you clarify that discrepancy in the Googler?
No discrepancy.
So what is the number of the thing that you're pointing out showed up in their telescopes? Could you reiterate
that? Didn't show up in there. No.
You're not going to give me the number, right? The 452,
no.
Whatever it was. You won't give it to me, will you?
Yeah, no.
Carolyn?
Never. Never.
Let's see if we can get Carolyn.
BR. It was BR549. Oh, wait, that was Junior.
Hey, Carolyn.
Samples.
Carolyn's on delay.
Oh, BR.
Her phone.
Oh, BR549. Yeah.
Oh, wait, he just
for
said
top
it.
Top prices. No, for top prices are paid for your aluminum cans.
There's a new planet out there, moon or some sort
oh,
of structure.
Oh, you mean 452B, Kepler, 452B.
452B,
yes.
Kepler, okay. Now look that up. And it's
the
not the it's not the thing. 452B, Kepler. And they don't name that one, according to my research.
Well, get you a better Googler.
Yeah, Earth's bigger, older cousin, right there.
452. Okay, now they have a different number for something else. Or Ion gave a different number a few months ago. So maybe this will have to wait
Lord,
to Bart or some
now
archive
to
that figures
till,
it out.
We'll make sure somebody comes around. We'll check the Dead Sea Scrolls when you find the rest of them, and we'll see if they marked it off right then, and then look at when they rewrite the rewrote and books of Moses, and we'll see how that goes. It's going to go.
Yeah, Calvin, when I looked it up, there was a discrepancy in the numbers when I looked up 2 months ago. Uh-huh. I was giving some number. I don't know if he gave that one. And then I went and they said, yeah, but they had a different number. So I don't know which one Ian's doing. So one of the callers. Okay, back to you, Michael. So you have a final question, Michael?
Yeah, so, hold on. I was just thinking about it.
So, this 452B Kepler applies to you. You evoked that. So when you hear the archives or go back, it's something in response to your question about something.
The only other thing that I had was relating to, I was talking to my friend about the drops and everything tonight on the beach, and she said, well, if there's no time, what is everything? You know, is it just one speck?
That's a good question. I had, if there's no time, what is everything? A speck?
No. Sure. If there's no time, it just is.
It is, but then is, is whatever we need to define.
No, dough all is right. What you need.
Yeah. Rephrase.
Then go back. It's like we said about day two. It's about the is's and the arnishes. That's what you're trying to work out.
But if you take an is and apply it to an ars, what precedes the is and the are?
Like your creation. Did you create it before or after? Did you have the jizz before you shot the load, or did you make the jizz as you shot the load? Was it?
It depends, because you could have the jizz, but it's not fully loaded.
But now you can put the jizz in the freezer and pull it out for a later day when you're too old to nut.
Well, you're going to be like, hold on, I was blasting you, but let me go to the freezer. Yeah, this is my prime juice from whatever, what's today, the 29th, 2015. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And baby, this is a great juice. Pull it out of the freezer.
Now, be careful, don't get the grape juice. Leave the grape juice out of it.
Okay, so that it, Michael? All right.
I have one other thing to say to Ion. So outside of like the whole, I don't know if it's labeling or identification of your consciousness as it applies to everything that has preceded where we are now. I don't know if that's even a phrase that we can apply in this situation. But if we take that, and we start to look at like what's happening on the planet, where pollution's going crazy, what's happening as far as an industrial or techno-industrial complex where robots are starting to take over, and all of our rationality and everything that we've ever studied is now on digital media. My son, Dr. Daniel Kulikowski, speculates that media will eventually develop reasoning that is humanistic, and that will be in the same evolutionary path as when we went from a mollusk to whatever, you know, to a fish, to a frog, to whatever aquatic evolutionary belief is. So he thinks that at some point, when robots have our consciousness, human flesh will become extinct, and we've been talking about like the amount of water we have in our body, and water is kind of, you know, it's water's kind of weird. I can't wait for living water to resaturate or rehydrate my cells in the right way. But so we think about water and how water at some point will be a lost commodity. It would be more valuable than crude oil. And then you take a robot who can work
it already
a tremendous
is.
Amount. You take
oh,
a robot
Lord.
Who
do,
can work it.
Do not shoot yourself in the head with a 9mm. It's okay. Just 1 second. What he's trying to suffer from, what he's trying to recover from, is the super moons. The Sturgeon moon is the first of three super moons. He's going to be this way for at least 3 more days, so don't worry about him. He'll be okay. But that's what happens now. September 28th will be your blood moon, Bob. That's the blood moon. So the second day, which would be your tomorrow, which is in a little bit, which is now, which is then, which is coming, and the space between the blood moon, that's when you should have all your affairs laid out.
September 28th. Have all my affairs laid out. And then robots can handle a polluted environment. It really doesn't matter what the environment is, but the only thing they can't handle is water. And, Ian, you've enumerated how much water has been the downfall of man for, you know, quite a bit. So water is the only thing that defeats robots. And robots can be used to maneuver and lasso water.
You got a question there.
Will consciousness eventually evolve to a higher state, which will be silicon-based and, I guess, carbon-based in the form of, carbon in a non-human.
Okay, don't go on too long. Don't go on too long. You just get Ian laughing, you know.
It's a carbon-like carbon base. It's mostly carbon in a carbonless world, see. You can't buy this stuff, Bob. This is rich.
Okay, Michael, I think you've blown your jizz.
The full moon mirrors the sun's path for 6 months hence.
Thank you.
So your ordered affairs will be marked with a 6 month.
If we invert time, that means it already happened.
And hidden in the Dead Sea Scrolls that you're fixing to find.
Michael.
The scrolls.
Yeah. So you and your partner have been enjoying the music over the last 8 months at the beginning of Payday.
For the last almost 2 years.
Yeah, so. I know. But you got disappointed when I announced there weren't going to be anymore for a while. And that didn't last very long. But I never heard from you again. So you've been listening and okay.
We usually tune in at 8 p.m. and we listen, and then we just, do whatever. And I always listen. I always download everything onto my phone and then listen when I'm in transportation or whatever. I listen to you guys probably like 90% of my listening time.
When I play music, are you hearing any songs? Well, you probably are, but do you notice that there are songs you've never heard of before, especially the
Lee
newer
and
ones?
I were speaking on, when was it? Tuesday night was the last time I was up there, and we hung out. And she was marveling at the fact that she can only remember two or three instances where you repeated a song from a previous, 1700 or 1800.
Shows, that's right,
I
previous
played,
5
yeah.
years. 3 years.
Yeah, there's only been like one or two. And we think that it was a Marvin Gaye song. So, we may be wrong, but it may have been Marvin
Gaye. No, I've thought about that myself. I get help. People send me stuff. But there's so much new stuff being made. It's all pretty good, or at least the woman, Kim, who sends them to me, she finds good stuff. But, all these years, and haven't repeated much.
And he's the one who grabbed Tiesto and made him work. And go get Jermaine.
Ian, you must feel a little ignored because your music hasn't really been coming up pretty much.
No, Bob blocks it. He doesn't allow it. But we got a little something for it. That turbo bridge is holding on by a hair's breadth.
I play his music every week, a few of it, and then later. Okay, Michael, let's go see what Jermaine says. I mean, Ian's
requesting
Jermaine.
Well, thank you, Bob. It was fun. Thank you, Ian.
Okay, thank you for your great questions. Very good questions.